From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler.
Emma Elizabeth Smith portrays Catherine of Aragon, the first wife of Henry VIII in the musical Six, a modern retelling of the lives of Henry VIII's six wives. The wives have a singing competition to determine who suffered the most from their shared husband, and the musical will be performed in Columbus from December 16th through the 21st. Welcome to Craft, Emma Elizabeth Smith.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
How do you describe the musical to your friends and family? Because it's a bit different than a lot of Broadway musicals.
Yeah, I've truly never done a show like this. And I actually had someone that I met after the show, I'm not sure what city, they said it's giving Spice Girls meets Power Rangers in the best way, which I think is hilarious and also so true. However, I will say the show itself being 85 minutes kind of does give it a different style than most Broadway shows that you've seen. The way that it's formatted is very much a concert. There are scenes here and there throughout the show, but the seamless transitions from song to song and our crowd interaction is definitely a unique part of the show. It makes it way more exciting to be able to look our audience members in the eyes and really engage with them. It's a really cool part of the show.
Tell me about the crowd interaction. I wasn't familiar with that aspect. Yeah. I have not been to the musical.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually something in rehearsals. Our creative team is constantly like, you have to wait till the seventh member of the show is here, which is the audience. And that is the truest thing they could have told me. We talk to the audience as if they're our audience at a concert, not necessarily a Broadway show. We like to say what city we're in. We're like, what's up, Columbus? We love people cheering and dancing and being very vocal in the audience. We love to talk to the audience. It's a competition and the audience is the one who decides. We right. really, really love their engagement.
Your character, Catherine of Aragon, died nearly 500 years ago. How do you get into character or relate to the character that's been gone that long?
We looked at the history of each one of the queens and we all got to sit and listen and learn about each one's journey individually. The biggest thing I take away from her is her devotion to herself. I think she was so advanced in that during this time and the honor that she held with herself and how true to herself she stayed, because she could have easily adjusted her lifestyle and her position on things for Henry's sake to stay queen, but she was so devout, not only to herself, but to the Catholic Church. And I think that loyalty to yourself as a woman during that time was not seen very often. And that is something I really try to embody, especially when telling all of our stories individually, like giving her that strength and power and creating that space for her to share her story. That devotion to herself was really something that I took away from researching her and that I try to embody every night with my song.
Speaking of researching her, aspects mm-hmm. of the character of Catherine are based on Beyoncé and Jennifer yeah. Hudson, as I yes. Understand it. How does that impact your portrayal of her to be thinking of those iconic singers?
Absolutely. So all the queens have their what we call queenspirations, and those are the queenspirations that the writers used when thinking of the characters. But as each person comes in and takes on each role, they can kind of also have their queenspirations involved in the mix. So I definitely love to keep Beyoncé in there because of the power she holds and her presence and how she just demands a space by standing there. I don't think any other pop artist can do that today the way she can. And then I look at other artists like a Jessie J or a Demi Lovato personally for my vocal styling and all of that stuff. Each person will kind of, depending on the track they're placed in, and especially with our alternates who cover three different queens, they're all able to put their own personal spin on each role. The coolest part about this show is that your personal identity is more than welcomed in the characters. It's very cool.
Does that extend to things like the costume? Because there's a lot of extravagant costuming in the show. So is that something you get to work with? Or do they say, you know, we've chosen this and you work with that?
Yeah, so the costumes are pretty set. They're actually Tony Award winning. They are beautiful. They're truly pieces of art. However, the wigs are where everyone gets to have a lot of fun. The alternates are my favorite to see because each one of their characters that they cover, they have a different unique wig. They could have different colors, different hairstyles, etc., which is a really unique part of this production. So yeah, I feel like the wigs are the place where there's more freedom of expression and everyone really gets their own individualized look
All
for
right.
their
Well,
queen.
as a bald guy, I'm going to have to look into that and you see if
We will get
they're
you set up.
right.
Maybe a long pink ponytail is calling
I'm sure that would work really well. So, besides this musical, what are some of the favorite roles that you've played throughout your career? Because you've been in a variety of musicals and.
I actually just graduated college last. This is my first professional contract. A lot of the roles I've played in the past are just educational theater at my college and in
Yeah.
high school.
I have never heard it referred to as educational theater before.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, that's what my experience has been. But I'm so blessed and honored that this is my first role professionally. It's been such a blessing.
And speaking of your college, your educational theater, you attended Texas State University,
Yes.
and it says on your website that running the Texas State Musical Theater Program's TikTok account.
Yes.
Tell me about how some of the business side of art impacts your performance or your role as a performer.
Oh, that's very interesting. I think with a platform like now having six, where they do have such a following when it comes to fans, I've noticed that all they really want is the engagement, first off, and just the reality of what it's like doing the show and like kind of taking down the curtain. Since our show is so performative and a big production, they love to ask us questions just about lifestyle, just about our research for the show, what we found with the Queen. Like things like that are really interesting to them. And I think using social media in that way has been so helpful. We are able to really connect with some young girls, and with the message of our story being lifting up female voices, it is really empowering to continue that story and conversation off stage with people. I think that's where I really gain fulfillment of talking to anyone from little ones to older folk after the show who are just so moved by the show. And I think that's something really unique with Six business-wise that a lot of other shows don't have, is that at the end of the day, the story all comes down to female stories being shared and women's voices being heard, which is really unique. And it's kind of like a message that helps the business without having to do much, but is such an important story to be shared at the same time.
That's excellent. Speaking of research, here's an odd research question I noted learning about you is that it's a somewhat morbid note. You probably know about this. You have the same name as the possible first victim of Jack the Ripper.
I learned this recently.
Yeah, when did you find that out? I'm assuming it was not an intentional thing.
Oh,
And as I
wow.
started doing research, I'm like, oh, that can't possibly be intentional.
No, definitely not me. I did learn this in one of my earlier interviews a couple months ago, and I was like, oh, that is so heartbreaking for them. I'm hopeful my future does not turn out the same. Yeah, I know that was quite a surprise.
Well, you're touring the US, right? You're not going over to
Yes.
Britain, so you should
Yes.
be safe
I
here.
hopefully will be safe. If I were to go to Britain, we would make a joke out of it, I'm sure. Hopefully.
Well, it's been a few years since then.
A couple, yeah.
Emma Elizabeth Smith, thank you very much for talking to me today. I look forward to the performance in town December 16th through 21st. Six, the musical, and continue all the great work you're doing. Congratulations on getting this role
Thank
right out of
you.
college. And
Thank you so
best
much.
of luck for your future.
Thank you so much, Doug. I appreciate it. It's been great talking with you.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.